This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What causes us to fear? The things we remember or those we forget? Turn with us to 1 Samuel chapters 27 through 31. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
You know, there's something very interesting about fear. While it seems it should diminish with age and maturity, it seems to grow bigger. The older we are, the more fearful we become. Take the young guy careening around in the streets in his automobile. He's taking corners on two wheels, he's got no seat belts, no insurance, and he doesn't have a fear in the world. Now, before I get into my car, I make sure I've got the insurance paid up, I fasten my seat belt, I take a lot of time and trouble to make sure everything is okay. Maybe it's because the older we get, the more aware we are of all the things that could happen. Today's passage of Scripture begins with David under the control of unwarranted fear. I can hear you say, unwarranted? Wasn't King Saul out to slay him? Yes. Wasn't Saul's army much greater in number than the men around David? Yes. Did not Saul's jealousy and anger burn night and day against David? Yes. And yet, Leroy, you say his fears were unwarranted? The answer is still yes, and here's the reason. Didn't God choose David to be king? And didn't Samuel, under the direction of God, anoint him to be king? Of course he did. And that fact gives clear assurance that he would be preserved until the time came for him to ascend to the throne. He had no reason to trust Saul, but he certainly could trust the Lord. His fear stemmed from his weakened faith. Do you recall the cry of the men in the boat with Jesus when the storm was raging? Master, they cried, we perish. Why did they think they were going to perish? Because they forgot the word of Christ and got their minds on the circumstances around them. What had Jesus said? Had he said, let us go out into the middle of the lake and all drown? No, he had said, let us pass over to the other side. Had they remembered that, they would have had no fear, and Jesus would not have found it necessary to rebuke them for their lack of faith. And remember this, David did not consult with the Lord. He consulted with his own heart, which in this instance led him astray. Young David faced Goliath with a slingshot, while Saul and the rest of the army cringed in fear. But now David has fallen to the same kind of dread. Past faith is no answer to present fear. If we are to finish the race and end well, we must trust the word of the Lord, not our feelings. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To encourage you in your daily discipleship, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk. Daily Walk guides your Bible reading and offers fresh insights on how to walk with Christ and share His love with others. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, what makes a leader? Toughness or a tender heart? Join us on Daily Discipleship.